Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot going on in the home front, and this is a very disturbing story. Goldman Sachs, an investment bank in New York, their economist just made a prediction that there will be about 750,000 evictions by the end of the year. Right now, there are 3.5 million people behind on their rent in this country. They owe $17 billion in rent. Congress appropriated $47 billion in COVID relief and sent it to the states to take care of this problem, give it to the landlords. But the states are very slow. States run by Republican governors will slow up anything to try to make Biden look bad. This is very sad. I mean, people aren't looking out for the good of the United States. They're looking out for the good of their political party. So it's been slow getting into landlords' hands. I know a couple of landlords who have very few units. One only owns one unit, the other owns like four units. In some cases, the tenants, they all stop paying right away when the moratorium comes in. And some tenants won't even sign the paperwork to get their rent paid by the government. They laugh. Then they leave just as the moratorium expires and you have to hire a lawyer at some expense to go collect it. That's what's happening. And I'm not talking about big landlords. I'm talking about little landlords who are good landlords. They have to pay property taxes, repair the roof, repair the plumbing, paint the house, all of that has to come out of their pocket. Some of them go bankrupt. Nancy Pelosi, to her credit, has put in a bill with more relief and more stringent procedures on how to get it to landlords. But as you know, the eviction moratorium right now, you know, had been extended till October 1st. There's fighting over how much it's going to be enforced, given different court rulings. The truth of the matter is, it's not going to go on forever. And right now, landlords have a dilemma. How do you evict 3.5 million people? Well, you don't. A lot of them have money and they simply didn't pay their rent. Now they'll have to pay back rent and there'll be some small claims actions and all that. But the prediction by these economists is that 750,000 evictions will occur by the end of the year. That is disturbing. You can't, a lot of these are people with kids, a lot of single moms, you know, homeless kids. Where do they go to school? Milwaukee has homeless kids in MPS. They go to a different school every couple of months. They don't necessarily show up in school. Where do they do their homework? This is very sad, very, very sad. We can't have it. Democrats are trying to do something for it, address it. The Republicans are getting in the way. But keep those figures in mind because society, when it faces a wave of evictions, there's a wave of unrest. I mean, people have to live somewhere. They have to sleep somewhere. They have to shower somewhere. And you can't do it entirely in public, in these public charitable ventures, different churches, different charities. They'll have food lines. You know, you'll have some houses that they put these people up in. But the sad thing is, there's got to be a more streamlined way to do it. And that was the idea behind COVID relief. Congress allocated money so that landlords would have the money from the rents to pay their expenses, and it didn't get to them. Now, Nancy Pelosi is trying to change that. Good for her. Good luck. But that's the way it is right now. Okay, so much more, so much more. Let's go to this. China. China right now, as you know, is trying to take over the whole South China Sea and East China Sea. About $4 trillion in trade goes through there. The U.S. Navy doesn't recognize their fake islands. What they do is they build these fake islands in shallow areas and say, now we own 14, 16 miles all around them. And by the way, we dot the whole South China Sea. They've just issued a regulation that's unenforceable in my view, for all foreign vessels to declare dangerous material on board if they're anywhere in the South China or East China Sea. What's going on here? Do they care? No, they don't care. This comes, and then next year, it will be they have to get permission to go through there. The following year, they'll have to pay a toll to go through there. This has got to be shut down right now. China cannot be permitted. They always do it incrementally. Like Taiwan, they'll have airplanes buzzing Taiwan, all set up. There won't be an invasion today or tomorrow, but they threaten it in the future. We have got to fight back. We should instruct our civilian vessels that they are not to declare this stuff. Any declaration they make is pursuant to international law before they set sail and when they arrive at a port. If China confiscates one of those ships, here's the remedy. You don't want nuclear war with China. China is a corrupt country, crooked as a dog's hind leg, governed by emperors for about almost 5,000 years, who were looked on as gods. Now they're governed by, in effect, a communist emperor, who everybody's afraid of. That's the only way that government has worked in controlling what's now 1.3 billion people in China. But they love to come to the United States. They love their students to come to the United States. Right now, Harvard and Yale are about 22% Asian, even though the Asian population in this country is only 8%. UCLA is 45% Asian, Berkeley a third. We bring in foreign students. Some of them are okay. Some of them steal IT, turn it over to the Chinese military. Very, very simple. If they continue to do this, visas get canceled for people from China in our universities and in our countries. Get out. And then after, if they continue to do it, immigration gets canceled from China. They're desperate for prestige. They manufacture no prestige internally because they're corrupt. They know they're corrupt. We have got to be a lot stronger than we are. And then when it comes to trade, a lot of our manufacturers like to manufacture over there because it's cheap. They use slave labor. They don't mind it if the goods are cheap. Well, you know something, guys? Find somewhere else. Manufacture in Mexico, manufacture in Ireland, manufacture in Poland, Romania, Bulgaria, Serbia, Croatia. They all want that. They'll do it cheaper than us. China has got to come to correct with some respect. And there is a way to do it. But right now, they're starting to lock up the South China Sea and the East China Sea. And when they do, $4 trillion in trade, and they command a big part of the planet, an ocean, really, by putting in fake islands. We cannot recognize fake islands. They've done this to take over the Philippine fishing industry. They've done it off the coast of Vietnam. We have a lot of people in Asia who fear and do not like the Chinese. And I'm not just talking about Japan and South Korea. I'm talking about Vietnam and the Philippines and others. Continue to harness them. They threaten Australia. They say one day they will take over Australia. Well, no, they're not. No, they're not. It's about time we stood up for Western civilization. It's time we stood up for liberal democracy. We're not going to permit a communist country to take over the South China Sea and the East China Sea. We're going to a break. The lines are live. Do not hang up. Do not hang up. I will get back to the lines right after the break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more to discuss after the break.